Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And thanks. Larry Levy is here from the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra. You may know Larry from his work on Channel 21 or from his Newsday column. And he's completed a nationwide pre-election survey, a scientific poll, as opposed to Richard's Facebook page, of voters in American suburbs with some very interesting results, including a big divide between married and unmarried suburbanites. Hey, Larry, welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me.
And first things first, as a resident of and chronicler of Long Island for many years, how transformative an event do you think Sandy is?
Well, I think the county executive put it right. There are only two eras on Long Island. One is pre-Sandy and one is post-Sandy. The devastation, not to overuse the word that everybody's applying, but it's true, is so profound it's going to take so much time and so much money, and has adjusted the psychology, along with a recession that affected, the relatively prosperous suburbs proportionally more than anywhere else. We're in a whole new era, and I think it's going to be a very, very long time. We'll be talking about it certainly for a long time.
Absolutely, pre and post Sandy, the. What do you say, antediluvian era or something like that? So your survey results headline is an even split in the suburbs. Tell us who you questioned in this late October poll and the basic Obama-Romney results you got.
Well, we sampled about 1,600 voters across the country, which makes it a pretty big sample. And, of course, we oversampled about 1,000 in the suburbs, which made it a statistically valid portrait of suburban voters. And the reason we did suburban voters is that over the past six presidential election, they have pretty much determined who holds the White House and even control of the congressional majorities. So,
and when we see the candidates go out and work so hard to woo voters, and we see the get-out-the-vote operations, it's the suburbs of Philadelphia, it's the suburbs of Denver, mm-hmm. it's the suburbs of Cincinnati, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. I mean, if you tell me who wins in Parma, the suburban communities south of Cleveland, who wins in the suburban rings outside Columbus, and who wins in the suburbs of Hamilton County outside of Cincinnati, I don't need to know an awful lot more. I mean, throw in Loudoun County in Virginia, maybe, and Arapahoe mm-hmm. in Colorado, and the southern suburbs of Manchester, which are really the northern suburbs of Boston, and that's the ballgame right there.
I think I misread something before the news, by the way, and I want to correct it.
Sure.
I had said that your survey indicates that Obama is doing better against Romney than he did against McCain, but that's not true, right?
No, he's not. The dead heat nationally is not a surprise. It mirrors national polls. It's some of the crosstabs that show the difference between registered and likely voters. There's a debate going on in polling about which is more valid. People tend to think likely voters are. People don't know a lot about the science of polling. But, this gap between the two means that if Obama has a very strong polling operation, the numbers can drift closer to registered voters. In other words, people who don't necessarily come to the poll without a big push. And that's what Obama is focusing on, and that's specifically, particularly, what they're focusing on in the suburbs. By the same token, our poll shows that Romney is leading among independents in the suburbs. And again, if Romney has any chance of winning, and a lot of the prognosticators are saying that those chances are, because of the Electoral College, dwindling to statistically very small numbers. Mm-hmm. But if he has any chance of winning, it is by being able to pull out those suburban independent voters and doing a better job of it on the ground than Obama. That's his only chance.
You found that marital status is a big divide politically in the suburbs. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's not a big surprise, because we tend to see that nationally as well. Married couples tend to be, on average, depends where you are, obviously, more conservative. It's single people minorities, young people tend to be more liberal, more likely to go for a Democrat.
So let me broaden the question and ask you this way, kind of, does where you live matter? In other words, if you're an older, white, married male with no college degree, you are so voting for Romney, statistically. And if you are a college-educated single woman of color, you are so voting for Obama, again, statistically speaking, demographic ground zeros, not every individual, of course.
Right.
And then start mixing and matching from there to get different percentages. But maybe all of those demographics, personal demographics, pertain much more than where you live geographically, city or suburb or rural area.
Well, to some extent, yes. But, you know, there's a really good book, I guess it's about 3-4 years old now, called The Big Sort. And it posits the theory that people are moving to places, are making their living decisions based on the political and ideological characteristics of their neighbors. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. So folks who really feel that they're liberal, progressive, democratic are going to cities. And every study shows that density equals Democrats. And folks who want to be sure that their neighbors are more conservative and Republican or conservative Christians are moving to ex-urban communities or red states, that are reliably Republican. But the suburbs are places in between, and they go back and forth. And the same characteristics of personal characteristics that might apply to somebody living in the city, if for some reason they decide to go to the suburbs, they are very likely to become more moderate because they're going to start to reflect their neighbors. Mm. And they're going to have different concerns. They are going to be worried about taxes a little more because they're owning a house.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be, by the same token, if they were Republican and conservative, they are going to be worried about the quality of life, and those are determined by government services, good schools, good cops, great public works people. So I think that being in the suburbs tends to flatten people out ideologically, and I think that when they move there because they kind of like that.
And you found suburbanites conflicted on what they want from government.
Yeah, they tend to give higher marks to their local governments than they give to the federal government, which, again, is not a big surprise. And especially if you're talking women who tend to find themselves, you know, as in the sandwich generation, you know, baby boom women, you know, who are worried about who's going to care for their parents and are worried about the education of their children, tend to drift more towards Democrats.
And what do you see changing, before we run out of time, over the last 4 years with all we've been through? It looks like this is the 7th suburban poll you've done since 2008. Are there any trend lines of gradual change with all the country, including, of course, the suburbs have been through, including the financial and housing crises and the policies that flowed from these?
I think the biggest is the number of people who are living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, our data is not just for presidential years. It's not just for political horse races. It's an academic poll that provides data to professors and researchers who do papers and write books, and we've had a lot of that off of our 7 polls. What we found is that anybody who still holds on to the myths of wealth and wellness, the stereotypes of uniform prosperity about the suburbs is just wrong. We have over 40% of the suburbanites report living paycheck to paycheck. And that was the one number, with all the years I've spent covering the suburbs and not being a holder of these myths, when I saw that number, I said, wow. I said, this really is not my mother and father's suburbs anymore.
Absolutely not. Larry Levy, Executive Director of the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra, with their pre-election national suburbs poll. Thank you so much. Very informative.